Perfect song. 21 degrees, 10 days till Christmas. And on the phone with us right now is Stan Pate, and I believe Councilman Cassius Lanier is out there too, and Audio Bob. Good morning, Stan. Right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Is DC around?
Yeah, right here, buddy.
Well, go on and morning. Keep wishing.
Keep wishing for that Buc-ee's.
I guarantee you got it on your Christmas list.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
I told him it'd be better if he could get it on your Christmas list, Dan.
Yeah.
believe me, it'd be a nice gift, but I think something better than a Buc-ee's is coming.
Uh-huh.
Tell him, Councilman, what is it called? Project what?
Project X.
I promise you.
Project X.
You're going to be well surprised. Project X, buddy. And if I could just open up the box right now, boy, you'll be surprised, but I'm going to just hold off a little bit longer. How about that?
We're ready. Wait, we're ready when y'all are. Just so you know, we're ready when y'all are for Project X. But you say everybody's going to be, most people going to be happy about it, right?
Oh, everybody's going to be happy about it. Here and surrounding the county.
Now, when do you think we will be able to open that box and find out what Project X is?
Well, you know, these big boys like confidentiality for a while, and it'll be when they want to announce it, when it'll happen, right?
Well, when it's time to announce, you've got our phone number, right, Stan?
Look, you'll be the first to know. You're on speed dial, buddy.
I love it. You can't beat that. Now, y'all are out, as I understand it, Stan and Councilman Lanier, y'all are out right at the Super 8 adjacent to McFarland Mall, right?
Oh, that's the Roach Coach.
The Roach Coach.
Hey, Stan pulled them toys out, man. You know, if he pulled them toys out and pointed in that direction, that building coming down. If you saw the excavator big as a hotel. I promise you, it looks like a monster ready to eat a building. Come over here, let's talk to the guys. We got a team, I'm going to tell you. Cold weather, they like to post either rain or snow. Yeah, they just like to tear things up. They do it well.
Yeah, there's something therapeutic about it. And so Super 8, is it coming down in its entirety today, Stan?
Well, you know, we need to process it. That means get all the metal out of it. I tell you what's coming out, the roaches.
The Roach Coach. I had never heard that before.
You know, the people that own this property knew they had to be buying certain body parts, and they held us up. But you know what? I'm looking at this big, beautiful bridge. My. Named after my father.
Yes, sir.
This hole in the town, you got to get rid of the old to build the new.
Absolutely.
We're going to tear this thing down. We're going to put up a retaining wall. We're going to fill this hole. And they're going to be... It'll be a good place to eat.
Oh, absolutely. Want to be found? I like the palm tree. Look at the palm tree. We might really know them. We don't know. You just stay. Hey, look, stay hopeful and stay watchful because it's going down on McFarland and Skyland.
But this ain't no beach. We ain't have no palm.
You mean it? You know, we're going to have a beach resort on the other side of the river. We don't need one.
I know this will be okay. I'm the only one needs a Sunday.
For real.
I love it.
Hey, I'm locked in.
I think
the mayor went out on us today, didn't he?
Yeah, he said he had some, he had a previous engagement, but I believe he was scared to get on this, the Tonka truck stand pulled up for him. we pulled up something for Walt. I had to shoot at him real quick. He was supposed to be helping us tear this all down today.
You know what? Same thing when skydiving come up. He was on job, but then he had a previous engagement.
You know, Mayor Maddox told us just a few days ago that skydiving is on his bucket list. He just said not anytime soon.
That's a big old bucket. You know, the mayor, I'm going to give a little shout out
for
him.
He's been darn good. Absolutely. Been good to work with. He's got this the same vision.
Yeah, absolutely. For the city, for Skyler, my father. Now he, you know, we've been doing some good teamwork here. Me, Stan, Councilman Barrett, his development crew. Listen, guys, Stan got a heart for the city and District 7. I'm telling you,
I know he does.
The city officials were working along with him. We about to make this thing happen.
We had to pay $3 million for this acre. But again, when I look at the overall, this project needs just to go away.
Yeah.
And, we got there's a bunch of hotels really need to go away.
Absolutely.
But, you know what we're going to do is stay focused on our objective.
That's right.
And I'm going to live up to being the most patient person.
what a beautiful title.
The most impatient patient person. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to watch a bucket on this excavator. It's big enough for both of y'all, me, and the gals. I'm going to get in it one time.
Look like a hotel room or a studio apartment.
I love it. Well, if you had mentioned it sooner, we'd have been up there in that bucket with you.
What are we waiting on? Where's Billy? Get ready, get set, and go.
Go. Let's go.
Here we go.
Look, guys, we got two things going on at one time. I got a team meeting trying to finish up a big business deal. And we're here with y'all and everybody to put this building on ground. Talk to them, Johnson.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hey, listen, Steve. You know, when I first came in here, my whole idea of the place was speaking about, you know, rebuilding District 7. Well, you already know, in order to rebuild something, you got to tear down some things.
That's right.
So you got to realize, and I'm going to tell you something. Super 8, Motel 6, Masters Inn, you know, under new ownership. But Motel 6 is under current condemnation right now. And
yes.
I'm going to put that on your mind, because on the agenda January 6th, we'll be voting to condemn that completely and tearing it down. But right now, just dealing with Project X and Sand Properties and Project C-Mine, man, we on a real mission to, you know, tear things down so we can rebuild District 7 in a brand new way, give it a fresh eye, fresh look. I mean, you know, we ain't remodeling, we rebuilding.
Rebuilding.
So it takes time.
Now, Councilman Lanier, here as we get ready for 2026 to roll in, a year from now, when we're getting ready for 2027, will Project X be completed, you think?
I won't say it'll be completed, but it'll definitely be on the way. You know what I mean? We got a few things on the way right now that's going to blow your mind, and I'll come back on the show and let you know about that, but we'll definitely be on the way, so definitely not completed because it's so huge. I mean, huge, Steve, but we'll definitely be on the way, I can tell you that.
Well, now, has the destruction of Super 8 already begun this morning?
Oh, we got it in the air right now. Audio Bob here somewhere. We got it in the air right now. Listen, my man about to bring the first part of the building down. That's me and you speak. Oh, here we come. Down goes Fraser. We tearing into it now. You hear that?
I do. Down goes Fraser.
Hey, did you ring the bell?
Yes, sir.
Man, I told Steve down go Fraser. He rung the bell. But you are hilarious. Awesome, Steve. Man. I love being on y'all show, man. Y'all the best.
Well, we love you guys. It's the sound of progress we hear in the background.
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. You know, when I talk to y'all here, I get a little bit nostalgia thinking about my father, but I know it's so near and dear to me. So, I appreciate you having us on every time.
Well, we love you both and appreciate you and all you do and all Stan does. Y'all are a good partnership, man. Y'all are like Batman and Robin. I love it. And,
absolutely.
Of course, your dad will always hold a special place in our hearts, the great Lip Lanier. We were friends.
Yes, sir.
good friends. So, Audio Bob hopefully is getting some good video that we will share later at 95.3
The
Mayor.
Oh, yeah, Audio Bob got the video right now.
All right.
Okay, we're streaming live right now.
Oh, he's streaming live right now, yeah. Oh, wow.
Are y'all wearing hard hats and safety goggles?
Safety first.
We're in safe distance. How about that?
I like that.
Okay, that'll do.
All right, that'll work. Now, I have to ask you, because we've talked about it a lot with Stan, do you have any interest in skydiving, Councilman?
I have no interest whatsoever.
I'm with you.
I just like to be pretty straight up and square.
You've always been a straight shooter.
The Bible.
I have no interest whatsoever.
The Bible said, "Lo, I am with you always."
Absolutely. Lo, not high.
Lo, baby.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Lo, man.
Well, it may be 21 degrees outside in the sunshine, but things are heating up over there at the old McFarland Mall site in District 7 with big things to come. Project X is how they're referring to it. And you heard both the councilman and Stan Pate tell us it's going to be huge and it's going to blow us away. And they'll tell us as soon as they can tell us. But there's a little confidentiality involved right now, and we understand that.
Yes, that's how that always works.
Absolutely do.
Appreciate you having us on, Steve. We're going to get out of here. We thank you for having us. Hear me?
Absolutely. I hear you, and I hear the sound of progress in the background. Merry Christmas, and God bless you and Stan. We appreciate both of you, my friend.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, you and D.C. I appreciate y'all guys, man.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
There you go. All right. You could hear the big excavators doing their thing.
So what does it all mean?
What is Project X? I mean, they were clear that it will blow us away, whatever it is.
Yeah.
We know it's not a Bucky's.
And he said it's going to make everybody happy.
And that's impossible.
It's very difficult to make everybody happy.
We know it's not going to be a beach. It won't be palm trees. We did get that out of them.
One beach is enough for our area.
And we don't have it yet.
No.
All right. News breaking right here. And you also hear they're condemning and going to be tearing down the Motel 6, too. That is coming on January 6th, I believe, Councilman Lanier says.
Well, what were they tearing down to death? That was Super 8.
Right beside on the property of the old McFarland Mall, right there adjacent.
Okay.
The Roach Coach, as Stan Pate called it.
Yeah.
And just before we went on the air, I heard him say, make sure nobody's staying in the hotel before we tear it down.
Yeah, that would be bad if somebody's in room 19.
He said at one point there were people staying there that weren't supposed to be that started or almost started a fire. And he said, of course, you know, that would have been a better way to go is if it had just burned.
Burned to the ground.
Probably was insured, you know, and then they wouldn't have to knock it down with an excavator, but such is life.
Wow.
All right. You hear news break right here, of course, always. And we'll follow up with some pictures and a story later on all of our social media outlets right here at 95.3 The Bear.